STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Hi, I'm Greg Kokel for Stand to Reason. You know, I always try to bow my head and give thanks over meals in restaurants, even when I'm alone. Sometimes it does create awkward moments, though, like when servers are oblivious to the prayer, which I understand because I imagine this doesn't happen for them that often, and they return to the table and carry out their duties, refilling coffees or dropping off the mustard or something, and completely unaware of the significance of the moment for me or for those with me at the table. Of course, I don't make a fuss. I just pause and smile and wait until they're finished before I finish. Just a few weeks ago, though, something kind of unique happened while I was at a Mexican restaurant with my wife and my two girls. And as usual, we held hands, we bowed our heads over, in this case, enchiladas and chile relleno, and then prayed. Nothing fancy, just a specific, genuine expression of thanks from the heart. When I lifted my head, though, I noticed that our server off to the side was waiting patiently and politely for us to finish. He then came closer when we were done. He took a knee next to the table, and in broken English, he asked a question of me. He asked, could I teach him to pray like that? He told me that he liked the idea of giving thanks with his own family over meals, but he was a little unsure of himself, so I wondered if I had any suggestions. Well, I was really flattered by that. I thanked him for his interest. I offered some thoughts and passed on a word of encouragement, and then we all went back to our meal. But though it was a short conversation, it reinforced for me the importance of appropriate gestures of public piety. I have three specific reasons for saying grace in restaurants all the time, and none of those reasons have anything to do with grandstanding or trying to look religious or attempting to impress anyone with my spirituality. So let me give them to you. First, I want to express gratitude to God. When Jesus dined, and that was whether in private, you look at the upper room situation in Luke 22:19, or in public, when he was with the multitudes, the Bread of Life discourse section where he fed the 5,000 in John 6:11, it was his practice to give thanks. Paul did the same. Once in the presence of all is the phrase I see in the text there, before a shipload of nearly 300 prisoners, soldiers, and seamen, virtually all non-Christians, in Acts 27:35. That was during that huge storm that they got caught in on their way to Rome. So it's right to be grateful to God for every good thing we receive from Him, including what we eat. And we see a reference in 1 Timothy 4:3-5 to that. Giving thanks over any meal, even the humblest or in the most humble of circumstances with no one watching. It's just simply good manners towards God. Now, sometimes people are watching, which brings me to the second reason I always try to say grace publicly in restaurants. I want to express gratitude to God before other people. Now, please realize I'm not trying to just merely show off. However, I do want people to know that I care about honoring God and that I don't care if others see. I want them to know that I'm not the least bit uneasy with my love for the Lord, even in a culture where some think it odd. Now, isn't it possible that an onlooker might be offended? Well, I don't know why they should be, rather. In my years of doing this, I've never had anyone object, at least directly. Quite the contrary, many times people have come over to my table to tell me that they approved and even were touched. And this brings me to my final reason for always trying to say grace publicly in restaurants. I want my simple act of devotion to have a salutary effect on others. Instead of thinking the worst of those around me, I'm going to assume that my behavior might encourage them. Now, I don't expect to get many requests for a short tutorial on prayer like I did in that Mexican restaurant, but I do hope that my efforts will get others thinking in a good way, kind of a stone in their shoe. Some of those who have offered a compliment to me after a prayer turn out to be believers who weren't quite as bold themselves. And my effort encouraged them to stand a little taller and be more concerned about honoring God rather than being anxious about the judgment of others. And even with non-believers present, well, I'm willing to take the risk. They may not like what they see. Those who don't share my convictions are often plenty public displaying their own values, so why should I, as a Christian, just timidly shrink back into the background? I don't want to do that. I hope in the future, as you've considered these words, you won't miss the opportunities that present themselves like this. Non-Christians frequently zero in on the negatives of religion. And maybe your modest effort over meals to show gratitude towards God in a public way will give them something positive to consider. I hope so. I'm Greg Kokel for Stand to Reason.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.